This guy, no, he doesn't look like one of your usual low-life buddies.
The cop made a mistake of saving his life.
That's a first.
Stallone has been everywhere promoting this one. What'd you think?
Yeah, Stallone in a movie called Bullet to the Head. I kind of like when movies write the reviews for me, you know?
I see what's coming here.
Yeah, what's shocking, though, is this thing doesn't completely suck, which I'm trying to get when it comes out on DVD. I want to get that on the box art. Brian the Movie Guy, this movie doesn't completely suck.
It's a ringing endorsement.
Yes, it's it takes place in New Orleans, and it kind of flips that city on its back, and you kind of get to see the seedy underbelly, which is kind of neat. And I got to admit, Stallone is freakishly ripped and kicking a lot of, beating up a lot of guys across the city. But he's actually kind of fun to watch. He's charismatic in this. He's got those, he's playing that whole Danny Glover from Lethal Weapon role where it's just like, I'm too old for this stuff, you know, just mumbling through his lines. But he's fun to watch in it. Outside of that, you've seen this a dozen other times in half a dozen better movies. They try and pair up two people that just have no business being together. It's from the director of 48 Hours, so the whole Nick Nolte, Eddie Murphy thing. And that whole part doesn't work. The storytelling is generic. It's very, very violent, and there's a lot of racial epithets that are thrown around too. So it just kind of gets tiresome, and then by the time it's over, you forget it's even happened. So I'm going to give it a C-, only because Stallone is fun to watch.
Okay, when Amanda was teasing that you were coming up here, she made reference to something called a zom-rom-com.
Is there really such thing as
a comic
zombie
book convention?
Romantic comedy? Really?
There is now.
This one is called Warm Bodies. Here's the star zombie contemplating life.
I should stand up straighter. People would respect me more if I stood up straighter. What's wrong with me? I just want to connect. Why can't I connect with people? Oh, right. It's because I'm dead.
This seems like it has potential to be kind of cute.
Just the quirky music in the background. It sounds like a credit card commercial or something.
What'd you think?
I think it's Twilight meets The Walking Dead by way of 16 Candles. And for that reason alone, I
would
loved
like
it. Yeah, it's, you know what? I had no idea what to think. It's lighthearted, it's creative, it's cheerful, it's optimistic, and it is a zombie romantic comedy or zom-rom-com. Actually, there's a little drama in there, too, so a zom-drom-rom-com.
Oh, very good.
If you will. It tackles its offbeat material with the right amount of guts, brains, and heart, and because it is a zombie movie, there's also a tremendous amount of guts,
of course,
brains, and heart. It's got this really kind of cool John Hughes 80s vibe to it.
I love that.
Which also worked. And it's just this kind of like Romeo and Juliet budding romance.
But it's a zombie falling in love with a female human, right?
He takes her hostage.
She's alive.
Yeah, yeah, okay. She's alive, and he just tries to protect her from the other zombies.
Aww.
And they find out that with a little love that maybe we can pull out of this whole post-apocalyptic
that
zombie
just
thing.
Warms the cockles of my heart.
I'm going to give it a B+.